You're listening to Classical Music on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Matt Jackfort. Joining me today is the conductor of the Ohio University Wind Symphony, and that is Dr. Andrew Traxel. Dr. Traxel, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be on the air with you.
Yeah. How long have you been a faculty at Ohio University?
I'm in my eighth year at Ohio University, so I started in the fall of 2008, I believe, and it's gone really, really fast. We're in our eighth year here in Athens, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. When did you start out conducting the Ohio University Wind Symphony? Did you work your way up, or how did that go about?
I was hired as director of bands, and so my primary duties were, when I was hired and are still conducting the Wind Symphony, which is our top group or our select group, and it's made up mostly of graduate students and undergraduate students who are majors in music here at Ohio University, and then I also teach graduate conducting and some undergraduate conducting, as well as the literature of the wind band as well.
Great. And so with the OU Wind Symphony, you've done a lot of interesting things, and including in January 2013, you all released your first commercial album, and that was called Mothership, and that was on the Mark Records label. The album's
right.
been played on many radio stations and was even on the long list for Grammy consideration. Dr. Traxel, how did this all come about?
It was something that I've always wanted to do when I arrived at Ohio University, and it kind of came together in the winter of 2012, and we were able to record some music that we were also going to play at the College Band Directors National Association Regional Conference that we had been accepted to perform at. And so I thought it was kind of a nice synergistic opportunity to program this music at the conference, but to also then capture it in recording and really benefit from going through the process of recording. So we picked some music that we thought was going to fit nicely onto an album, including a few pieces that we were the first to perform, we're really proud of it, and we're happy that that you're playing it on your station, and that other people have enjoyed listening to it too over the past several years.
Yeah, and one of the composers on that CD is Mason Bates, and he's actually one of the most performed living composers in the U.S. and recently completed a residency with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. So, how did you come into contact with his music, and how did this sort of collaboration form?
Well, I was in Northern Ohio doing an honor band or something, and I was trying to pass time in the hotel, and I was watching a stream of the YouTube Symphony, which is conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, and the YouTube Symphony, that particular incarnation, was at Sydney Opera House in Australia, and they were playing this piece called Mothership by Mason Bates, and it was incredible, just jaw-dropping, and I was blown away by it. And so I quick wrote him again because I still had that email from way back when, because nowadays, he's so popular that, his email address isn't just readily available anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I happened to look back in those emails and say, hey, Mason, we're gonna play CBDNA. I want to do a recording. Is it possible to maybe do a wind version of Mothership? So the original version was for orchestra. And so I was just requesting that maybe he could do a wind version. And he was really excited about it and wanted to do it. And so we got together a group of schools, I think it was 13 universities in the end, to commission it. And so we were fortunate to be able to commission a piece like Mothership from Mason. And this was like right in the beginning of him being composer in residence at Chicago, and which just finished up this past spring. And you said it. He's one of the most performed living composers right now in the world, and so we just kind of were lucky to latch onto that while we could.
Right. Yeah. And so the piece is called Mothership. Is that referring to a big spacecraft, like we might see in the movies?
It really is. I think Mason conceptually he writes about it in his program notes that it's a it's as if the ensemble is the mothership, so like the primary spaceship. And then there's these improvisatory solo sections in the middle of the piece in two different sections. and he envisions them as sort of being like little scouting ships that then dock with the larger ensemble. It's a piece that marries electronica with acoustic music, and when he performs it with an orchestra, for instance, he actually is in the back with a laptop, and he's activating all of the sounds, which sometimes sound like electronica or electronic dance music, and then other times there's sound effects like it sounds like a hatch opening up on the spaceship, and so you hear, you know, sounds that sound sort of sci-fi.
Yeah,
really fun, and it's just, it's a blast to put together.
Well, let's take a listen to Mason Bates's Mothership, performed by the Ohio University Wind Symphony, with Andrew Traxel conducting. Mason Bates's Mothership, performed by the Ohio University Wind Symphony, with Andrew Traxel conducting. Dr. Traxel is joining me today on Classical Music. Another track from the album Mothership is called Points of Departure. Now, I noticed the arranger happened to be Andrew Traxel. So what did you do in your arrangement to ensure that all the colors of this piece would be heard?
Well, that's a great question. This is a piece that I had heard on a recording by the Baltimore Symphony back in the early 90s on an album called Dance Mix. And among several other pieces that I really enjoyed, this one popped out at me as one that I thought someday could live as a wind band piece in transcription. And so I contacted Robert Moran, the composer, who's had a really storied career. And he was too busy to do the transcription himself of the piece, so he suggested that I do it, which was intimidating because I'm not really a composer and arranger, so to speak. But I went ahead and engaged in it, and I guess what I was trying to do was capture the spirit of the work while also trying to be true to the wind band instrumentation. So in essence, an ensemble without strings. including saxophones, euphoniums, brass, winds, and percussion, and try to make the colors as distinct as they were in the orchestral version that Moran wrote. And, what I ended up doing was sending it back and forth to Mr. Moran so he could check off on it and make sure that, you know, it met his standards, and he seemed pretty pleased with it. So that's the highest compliment that we could receive, I guess, doing a transcription.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a listen to that. Points of Departure by Robert Moran, arranged for band by Andrew Traxel, performed by the Ohio University Wind Symphony, conducted by Andrew Traxel. Thank you. That was Points of Departure by Robert Moran, arranged for band by Andrew Traxel, performed by the Ohio University Wind Symphony, with Andrew Traxel conducting, and he's joining me today to talk about the Ohio University Wind Symphony. Caught wind that you all might be planning another album here soon. So what and when can we expect that?
Yeah, so we're going back at it in January. We're going to go into sessions with Mark Records, and we'll be recording the trombone concerto and Winter Dreams that we just spoke about, and a few other pieces, mostly newer pieces by younger composers. So there's a piece called Sound and Smoke by Viet Quang. There's another piece called Monk by the Sea by Michael Markowski. A piece called David Biedenbender is the composer, and it's titled Luminescence. And then another piece by a composer named Daniel French called The Descending Blue. And the concept behind the recording is to kind of highlight the various textures or timbres or colors that composers can create with the wind band palette. So I was really interested in the colors that they get. So the idea behind the album is that we may call it The Color and the Light, and we're hoping that it'll be released sometime later on next year. So maybe by this time next year, hopefully it'll be on your favorite digital music source, maybe on the radio, maybe. iTunes, or yeah. So it'd be great. It'd be great. So we have yet to put that all onto tape, so to speak. So hopefully it turns out great.
Yeah, well, I'm sure our audiences will be expecting that and can't wait for that arrival of that new album. Dr. Andrew Traxel of the Ohio University Wind Symphony, thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.